Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir English Podcast. Murder, crimes, and terrorizing of the peaceful are a grave sin and a malicious plan that the Palestinian Authority and the Jewish entity bear responsibility for. Fear Allah and protect your blood and your honor, O people of the Blessed Land. Fear Allah and protect yourselves and your children, O people of the Blessed Land. It is sufficient for you is the saying of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لا تحاسدوا ولا تناجشوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا ولا يبيع بعضكم على بيع بعض وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يخذله ولا يحقره التقوى ها هنا ويشير إلى صدره ثلاث مرات بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله وعرضه. Avoid jealousy between yourselves. Do not outbid one another with a view to raising the price. Do not harbor hatred against one another. Do not bear enmity against one another. One of you should not enter into a transaction when the other has already entered into it, and be fellow brothers and slaves of Allah. A Muslim is a Muslim's brother. He does not wrong, desert, or despise him. Piety is found here, pointing three times to his chest. Despising his Muslim brother is enough evil for any man to do. Every Muslim's blood, property, and honor are unlawful to be violated by another Muslim. Narrated by Muslim. O people of the Blessed Land, the escalation of murder crimes and shooting at properties has become a type of organized crime run by a group that aims to break the people of Palestine and to drown them into the quagmire of sedition. What is happening in the West Bank is not much different from what is happening in Al-Quds and the Arab towns of the 1948 occupied lands. The far and near realize that drug and gun traffickers and criminal gangs work under the eyes and ears of the Jewish entity's police force. If a shooting or assault on property occurs, the police do not intervene until it is far too late. Afterwards, they do not carry out serious actions to arrest criminals. And what happens with our people in the areas of Al-Quds and the Arab towns is reproduced in the West Bank. Drug and weapon traffickers and criminal gangs carry out their crimes under the eyes and ears of the security services, as if what is taking place is a form of security coordination between the Palestinian Authority, PA, and the Jewish entity. The security services do not pursue criminals seriously, despite their knowledge of their names and identities. If a shooting crime occurs, they do not respond until it is too late. If the drug and weapon traffickers are arrested for some reason, they do not spend much time before they are released to wreak corruption and corrupting between people. Dear brothers in Islam, your commitment to your deen and your solidarity and cohesion annoy your enemies, and your obstruction of the attempts to liquidate the Palestine issue and your standing in the face of projects that target your deen and your children will not suit your enemies. The policy of your enemy is to strike Islam, that is your pride, and to destroy your families and your children who are the foundation of the society. All means and methods are used by them until the draft laws, educational curricula, and media policies have come hand in hand with the spread of corruption and the protection of senior criminals, all of which aim to strike Islam and break the strength of the people of the Blessed Land. You know that the education policies and curricula are no longer based on raising your children on the concepts and values of Islam, and the teacher is prohibited from disciplining his students, and if he does any of this, he will be punished and warned. The teacher has lost his prestige and the education lost its standing, and the media is withheld from the sincere and divine advocates of Islam. While access to its doors is available to the hypocrites and those who are smitten by Western culture and the secularists, this is accompanied by organized work of Western-funded institutions and associations that roam the country, long and wide, spreading corruption and destroying values. Organized crime is another aiding destructive factor to controlling and subjugate the people of Palestine. What is happening in the country is an intentional act and not an accident. The shooting in Al-Khalil, Hebron, and the outskirts of Al-Quds take place almost daily, targeting homes and shops and attacking people and their property as if the matter does not concern the PA and its apparatus. On the other hand, you have seen the security service campaigns in pursuit of the Mujahideen and resistance fighters. It followed them from house to house. Those who are arrested are tortured until they surrender their weapons. The weapon that fires at a settler is confiscated and its owner is pursued, while the weapon that targets people on a daily basis is left without being pursued or arrested. And this confirms the reality of the role that the Palestinian Authority plays as a security arm under the control of the Jewish entity. You have seen how the Palestinian Authority mobilized its apparatus to close mosques, expel worshippers and assault them with beating and abuse, and pursue those who write a phrase on Facebook criticizing the PA or holding it accountable for its negligence. The custom police bandits chase people from street to street for taxes and collection of money. As for the criminals who terrorize people, they are left, and if they are pursued, they will be pursued without seriousness. This is the Palestinian Authority that claims that the work of its apparatus is to protect people and preserve civil peace. It is the responsibility of the state in Islam to provide the reason that prevent people from disputes, the greatest of which is to instill taqwa in the hearts of the people. And if there is a dispute in a matter, the judiciary will hasten to end it with justice and fairness. The motto of the state in Islam is that of As-Siddiq. Ala wa inna al-qawi 'indi dha'if hatta akhudh minhu al-haq wa al-dha'if 'indi qawi hatta akhudh lahu al-haq. Verily, to me the strong person is weak until I take from him the right of others, and the weak to me is strong until I give him his right. With this, there will be security and justice among the people. But the regimes in the Islamic world, including the Palestinian Authority, are fighting Islam, which strengthen the hearts, and they spread and feed corruption and provide a fertile environment for disputes between people. And if people go to the judiciary, months and years will pass, and their cases are postponed from one session to the next. If the judge's ruling is by man-made law and not by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, then how can security and justice prevail among the people? O beloved people on the blessed land, we address you all, the pious of you and the rebellious, the hastening in good deeds and the evildoer. And we remind you to fear Allah, for it is Allah's commandment to his prophets and all people, and we recite to you the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَقْتُلُ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. But whoever kills a believer intentionally, his recompense is hell, wherein he will abide eternally. And Allah has become angry with him, and has cursed him, and has prepared for him a great punishment. An-Nisa 93. We address you with the commandment of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to you in the farewell pilgrimage. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَيُّ مِنْ هَذَا؟ قَالُوا يَوْمُ حَرَامٍ. قَالْ فَأَيِّ بَلَدٍ هَذَا؟ قَالُوا الْبَلَدُ الْحَرَامُ. قَالْ فَأَيِّ شَهْرٍ؟ قَالُوا شَهْرُ حَرَامٍ. قال فإن دماءكم وأموالكم وأعراضكم حرام عليكم كحرمة يومكم هذا كحرمة شهركم هذا كحرمة بلدكم هذا ليبلغ الشاهد الغائب لا ترجعوا بعدي كفارا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض What is this day? They said, it is a sacred day. He said, which land is this? They said, the sacred land. He said, which month? They said, a sacred month. He said, no doubt, your blood, property, and your honor are sacred to one another, as is the sanctity of this day of yours in this month of yours. It is incumbent on those who are present to inform those who are absent. Do not return kuffar after me, striking each other's necks. Narrated by Al-Hakam. We address you with the saying of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, لَزَوَالُ الدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ قَتْلِ رَجُلٍ مُسْلِمٍ. The perishing of the world would mean less to Allah than the murder of a Muslim man. Narrated by Tirmidhi with Sahih Sanad. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, مَنْ حَمَلَ عَلَيْنَا السِّلَاحَ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. He who points a weapon at us does not belong to us. Narrated by Al-Bukhari. This is the guidance of the Prophet, so adhere to it and do not follow the steps of Satan. So you stray from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we advise you to be patient and steadfast and not to be dragged behind criminals who seek discord among people. That sedition leaves no remains of the strong and destroys the weak. Where no one is safe, his soul or his money, and the result is displacement of the people from their homes and their land. And this is what your enemy aspires to. Through your alertness, awareness, and commitment to the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your disobedience to His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will make those whom Allah's anger is on them and their supporters miss the opportunity, so that the blessed land will remain a beacon of good in the Islamic Ummah, in which the pride of Islam will be inhaled and awakened to establish the Khilafah, Caliphate, and liberate Bayt al-Maqdis from the abomination of usurpers and treacherous agents. وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And that day the believers will rejoice in the victory of Allah. He gives victory to whom He wills, and He is the exalted in might, the merciful. Ar-Rum 4:5. In conclusion, we appeal to all the people of Palestine, clans, notables, movements, and factions, to hasten to save the country from what is being planned for it by its enemies, and to hold the Palestinian Authority and its security apparatus responsible for this chaos. For what threatens civil peace is the one who provides cover to criminals and the corrupt people and does not stop them. O Allah, protect the people of the Blessed Lands, Deen, their souls, offspring, and wealth, and grant them from you a supporting authority. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Hizb ut-Tahrir, the Blessed Land, Palestine.